This is called Who Can Understand God? Sutta Goswami said, "The foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names, and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things, either in their speculations nor in their words." Only those who render unreserved, uninterrupted, favorable service unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the one that carries the wheel of the chariot in his hand, can know the creator of the universe in his full glory, power, and transcendence. Lord Brahma said, "O Brahman Narada, the superseer, the transcendent Lord, is beyond the perception of the material senses of the living entities because of the three modes of material nature. He is the controller of everyone, including me. Shukadeva Goswami said, "The great transcendentalists thus describe the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the pure devotees deserve to see more glorious things in transcendence beyond these features." Sage Maitreya said, "O Vidura, words, mind, ego, along with their respective controlling demigods, have failed to achieve success in knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we simply have to offer our respectful obeisances unto him, simply as a matter of sanity." Lord Brahma said, "O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed, and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you." Kardama Muni said, "Not considering the negligence of ordinary householders like us, that very same Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in our homes just to support his devotees." Lord Kapila said, "As the chariot of air carries an aroma from its source and immediately catches the sense of smell, similarly one who constantly engages in devotional service in Krishna consciousness can catch the Supreme Soul who is equally present everywhere." Lord Kapila then said, "A single object is appreciated differently by different senses due to its having different qualities. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, but according to different scriptural injunctions, he appears to be different." Lord Brahma said, "My dear Lord, your personality and eternal form cannot be understood by any person who is trying to know you through the different processes of acquiring knowledge. Your position is always transcendental to the material creation, whereas the empiric, experimental observationists attempt to understand you, and their attempt is material, as are their objectives and instruments. Dhruva Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, O Supreme Unborn One, I know that the different varieties of living entities, such as animals, trees, birds, reptiles, demigods, and human beings, are spread throughout the universe, which is caused by the total material energy. And I know that they are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest. But I have never experienced the supreme form I behold now as I see you. Indeed, all kinds of methods of theorizing have come to an end. Lord Shiva said, "My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, namely devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship." Narada said to King Prachina Barhishat, "The person I have described as unknown is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master and Eternal Friend of the Living Entity. Since both the Living Entity cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material names, activities, or qualities, he remains everlastingly unknown to the conditioned soul." The priest began to offer prayers to the Lord by saying, "O most worshipful one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your name, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Yamaraj, Indra, the King of Heaven, Nirriti, Varuna, Chandra, Agni, Shiva, Pavana, Brahma, Surya, Vishvasu, the eight Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Maruts, the Rudras, the Siddhas, and Marichi, and the other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of demigods headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who, under illusion, merely speculate to know what is God? Prajapati Daksha prayed. Just as great learned Brahmins who are expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices can extract the fire lying dormant within wood by chanting the 15 Samidhini mantras, thus proving the efficacy of the Vedic mantras, so those who are actually advanced in consciousness, in other words, those who are Krishna conscious, can find the Supersoul, who by his own spiritual potency is situated within the heart. Indeed, the heart is covered by the three modes of material nature and the nine material elements, which are material nature, the total material energy, the ego, mind, the five objects of sense gratification, and also by the five elements and the 10 senses. These 27 elements constitute the external energy of the Lord. Great yogis meditate upon the Lord, who is situated as the Supersoul, the Paramatma, within the core of the heart. May that Supersoul be pleased with me. The Supersoul is realized when one is eager for liberation from the unlimited varieties of material life. When one actually attains such liberation, it is because he engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and realizes the Lord because of one's attitude of service. The Lord may be addressed by various spiritual names which are inconceivable to the material senses. But when will that Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me? Prajapati Daksha then prayed. As the wind carries various characteristics of the physical elements, like the aroma of a flower or colors resulting from a mixture of dust in the air, the Lord appears through lower systems of worship according to one's desires. Although he appears as the demigods and not in his original form. So what is the use of these other forms? May the original Supreme Personality of Godhead please fulfill my desires. The demigods prayed, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all contradictions can be reconciled in you. O Lord, since you are the Supreme Person, the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities, the Supreme Controller, your unlimited glories are inconceivable to the conditioned souls. Many modern theologians argue about what is right and wrong without knowing what actually is right. Their arguments are always false and their judgments inconclusive because they have no authorized evidence with which to gain knowledge about you. Because their minds are agitated by scriptures containing false conclusion, they are unable to understand the truth concerning you. And furthermore, because of polluted eagerness to arrive at the right conclusion, their theories are incapable of revealing you, who are transcendental to their material conceptions. You are one without a second, and therefore in you, contradictions like doing and not doing, happiness and distress are not contradictory. Your potency is so great that it can do and undo anything as you like. With the help of that potency, what is impossible for you? Since there is no duality in your constitutional position, you can do everything by the influence of your energy. Hiranyakashipu then replied, O most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj prayed, neither the three modes of material nature, nor the predominating deities controlling these three modes, nor the five gross elements, nor the mind, nor the demigods, nor the human beings can understand your lordship, for they are all subjected to birth and annihilation. Considering this, the spiritually advanced have taken to devotional service. Such wise men hardly bother with Vedic study. Instead, they engage themselves in practical devotional service. Narada said to King Yudhishthira, present here now is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose true form cannot be understood even by such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is realized by devotees because of their unflinching surrender. May that same personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of his devotees, and who is worshipped by silence, worshipped by devotional service, worshipped by cessation of material activities, be pleased with us. Gajendra, the king of elephants, thus prayed to the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is realized by pure devotees who act in the transcendental existence of bhakti yoga. He is the bestower of uncontaminated happiness, and he is the master of the transcendental world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Lord Brahma prayed, as one can derive fire from wood, milk from the bag of the cow, food grains and water from the land, and prosperity through one's livelihood by industrial enterprises, so, by the process of bhakti yoga, even within this material world, one can achieve your favor, O Lord, and intelligently approach you. Those who are pious affirm this as well. At the time just before dying, Maharaj Katvanga prayed within his mind. Even though the demigods have the advantages of being situated in the higher planetary system, their minds, senses, and intelligence are agitated by material conditions. Therefore, even such elevated persons fail to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally situated in the core of the heart. What then is to be said of others, such as the humans, who have fewer advantages? The demigods prayed to Krishna within the womb of Devaki. O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, for you are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. The demigods also said to Krishna within the womb of Devaki, O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. And Nalakuvara and Manigriva prayed to Krishna as follows. O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore, who, trapped by a body of material qualities in this material world, can understand you? Shutadev prayed to Krishna, "But although you reside within the heart, you are very, very far away from those whose minds are disturbed by their entanglement in material work. Indeed, no one can grasp you by their material powers, for you reveal yourself only in the hearts of those who have learned to appreciate your transcendental qualities." The personified Vedas prayed, "Everyone in this world has recently been born and will soon die. So how can anyone here know that person who existed prior to everything else and who gave rise to the first learned sage, Brahma, and all subsequent demigods, both lesser and greater? When that person lies down and withdraws everything within himself, nothing else remains, neither gross or subtle, or bodies composed of these, nor force of time or revealed scriptures." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then said, "My dear Uddhava, being very dear to the devotees and sadhus, I am attained through unflinching faith and devotional service. This bhakti yoga system, which gradually increases attachment for me, purifies even a human being born among dog eaters. That is to say, everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform by the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.